Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high of 72. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 44. Unseasonably warm temperatures continue on Tuesday. Lots of sun, high of 72 degrees, breezy south winds. Tuesday night, a few clouds move in as a cold front sinks southward. Will cool to a low near 40, with breezy winds developing. Wednesday, cooler, high of 49. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Another Kansas school district is extending its Thanksgiving break to a full week to give overwhelmed staff a reprieve. The USD 497 school board in Lawrence approved a plan Friday to turn November 22nd and 23rd, a Monday and a Tuesday, into wellness and self-care days. Staff already had the rest of the week off. Superintendent Anthony Lewis told the board during the meeting that the time off was needed because faculty and staff were at a breaking point from the stress and other difficulties caused by the coronavirus. Two semi-trailer trucks crashed into each other in northwest Kansas on Friday, killing one of the drivers. The Kansas Highway Patrol said the crash happened at an intersection of two county roads about a mile south of Palco in Rooks County. According to the crash report, the driver of a 2019 Freightliner truck failed to yield to a 2000 Sterling semi-trailer truck. The driver of the Sterling truck, 69-year-old Michael Towns of Palco, was killed. The other driver sustained minor injuries. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hi, it's Trey Stahl with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Dickinson County law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas felon on new charges after a chase on I-70. Early Wednesday, the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office was notified that the Geary County Sheriff's Office was pursuing a 2015 Ford Mustang reported stolen from Wichita westbound on I-70, according to Sheriff Jerry Davis. Chapman Police Department was able to take in Jacob Lemkuhl, 33, of Wichita, into custody. He was turned over to Geary County deputies for transport back to Geary County. Deere & Company and union officials have reached a third preliminary contract agreement that workers who began striking 4 weeks ago will vote on soon. The United Auto Workers said in a statement Friday night that the proposed contract with the agricultural machinery giant includes modest modifications to the latest rejected proposal. The contract will be voted on Wednesday, would cover more than 10,000 Deere workers at 12 facilities in Iowa, Illinois, and right here in Kansas. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Researchers say they have uncovered the names of 102 Native American students who died at a federally operated boarding school in Nebraska. The Omaha World Herald reports that the discovery comes as ground-penetrating radar has been used in recent weeks to search for a cemetery once used by the school that operated in Genoa from 1884 to 1934. The Genoa School was one of the largest in a system of 25 federally run boarding schools for Native Americans. The dark history of abuse at the schools is now the subject of a nationwide investigation. Three snow leopards have died at the Lincoln Children's Zoo in Nebraska of complications from COVID-19. The zoo made the announcement in a Facebook post Friday describing the deaths of the three leopards as truly heartbreaking. The zoo began treating the leopards and two Sumatran tigers for the virus last month. The zoo said the tigers, Axel and Kumar, have made what appears to be a full recovery. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology. It starts with good genetics, and Rank Seed evaluates more than 80,000 data points of breeding material. By planting plots throughout the Midwest and Great Plains, we expose our genetics to a wide range of environments, which helps us select the best varieties. We then utilize the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our customers. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week awarded AHRS Construction of Bern management of the jail project. It was noted that all three applicants interviewed well, and the architect will now begin meeting with AHRS as construction manager at risk for development of the proposed $8 million complex and will bill 2.5% of the project cost to manage construction. A proposed site for the jail is a property north of Subway at the east edge of Marysville. Cost of living raises of $100 per month was approved for all county employees for 2022. Commissioners discussed adding language to the NRP application checklist to remind people to check in with the Public Works Department regarding floodplain locations and permitting. Washington and Needlehall County Commissioners meetings last week were mostly routine business. Despite several contested races for Marysville City Council and interest in the mayor's race with a riding candidate, turnout for the general election was only some 30%, well below 75% in Marshall County a year ago with the presidential election. Typical turnout tops 50%. Riding winners include Joe Studer and Chris Clays for Beatty City Council and Joe Funk for Frankfort City Council. With no filings for Oquito City Council, five ridings were elected, including Larry Novotny, John Cook, Daryl Cook, Ron Schroller, and Rick Schroller. Mike Schneider is a write-in winner for Summerfield City Council, with Debbie Evans and Stacy Fleming elected as write-ins to Vermilion City Council. In Washington County, two write-in candidates were elected for USD 223 School Board, Gretchen Hohnke of Palmer and Position 2, and Steve Juniman for Position 6. A dedication ceremony was held Saturday in Waterville for the Corporal Alan Oatney and Spec 4 Gene Myers Memorial Highway, a section of U.S. 77 from Blue Rapids to Waterville. The two local soldiers were fatalities in the Vietnam War. The dedication preceded a veterans parade around the square in Blue Rapids. First Heritage Bank of Centralia and Seneca announced a $100,000 contribution toward a capital campaign to raise funds for remodeling and expansion of the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. The capital campaign toward construction continues.
A hunting fatality was reported Saturday afternoon in Pawnee County, southwest of Lewiston. Cade Ryman of Weeping Water suffered a gunshot wound and was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities were notified and continue investigation. The victim, Cade Ryman, was an elementary teacher at Palmyra. Loretta E. Bargman, age 88, of Bremen, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Loretta Bargman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken, a biscuit, cheesy potatoes, asparagus, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, ham balls, scalloped potatoes, peas, and an apple rings. E&DY News Time, 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high of 72. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 44. Unseasonably warm temperatures continue on Tuesday. Lots of sun, high of 72 degrees, breezy south winds. Tuesday night, a few clouds move in as a cold front sinks southward. Will cool to a low near 40, with breezy winds developing. Lots of clouds on Wednesday. Temperatures significantly cooler behind the cold front, high of 49, breezy north winds. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 26. High of 47 on Thursday, lots of sun. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 29. High of 52 on Friday, occasional sun. Friday night, cloudy, low near 37. High of 57 on Saturday, mainly sunny. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 32. High of 53 on Sunday, lots of sun. A meteorologist, Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 78. The average low 32 and the record low is 5 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:13, sunrise in the morning at 7:11. Mostly clear skies just after sunrise, 43 degrees, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 15th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Breakfast. Who doesn't want eggs and hash browns, pancakes and French toast, biscuits and gravy, and homemade pastries? Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro is serving up a full menu of breakfast favorites all day starting at 7 a.m., including $5, $7, and $9 specials. Get it to go or linger over cups of fresh brewed coffee. Breakfast at the Empty Cup in downtown Marysville.
The Chiefs snap out of it. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Facing criticism over the team's sputtering offense, Kansas City QB Patrick Mahomes may have silenced the naysayers in a showdown with AFC West rivals on Sunday Night Football.
Mahomes fakes a handoff to Williams, now throws it left corner, and caught the side, touchdown, Kansas City!
The call on 106.5, the Wolf. Mahomes torched the Raiders defense for over 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. KC steamrolled Las Vegas 41-14 to leapfrog the Chargers for first in the AFC West. With all the attention centered on the returns of Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson and the Packers' Aaron Rodgers, it was another player who emerged to steal the spotlight.
Snap to Rodgers, give to Dillon. Off the right side, hit by Rodgers.
Into the end zone for the touchdown!
On WTMJ, the pair of fourth-quarter rushing touchdowns by A.J. Dillon helped Green Bay escape with a 17-0 win. Just days after being signed by the team that originally drafted him, Cam Newton made an emphatic return for the Panthers.
Newton's going to run right in the grass, breaks a tackle. McCaffrey, Newton, everybody celebrating, touchdown right side.
On the Carolina Panthers radio network, the 32-year-old Newton flashed back to his MVP days, throwing for a touchdown and running for another to spark Carolina's 34-10 upset of the Cardinals. It was a comedy of errors in a matchup between the winless Lions and the Ben Roethlisberger-less Steelers.
Goff's got it back to pass. Goff loads and throws deep middle. It is caught, and they tried a little razzle-dazzle, get it to Trinity Benson. Trinity Benson running left sideline, and they throw it. Knocked out of bounds is DeAndre Swift, and that's it.
On WXYT, with both teams having several cracks at winning in overtime, a pair of lost fumbles by the Steelers and a missed 48-yard field goal by Detroit secured the NFL's first tie of the season, 16-16. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Friday night sectional football playoff action. Axtell rolled past Waverly 62-16 to advance. They'll face Thunder Ridge, a 52-18 winner over Lebo. Axtell at Thunder Ridge Friday, both teams undefeated. We'll have the live broadcast on KNDY-FM 95.5. Centralia advances. They post a win on Friday. Centralia beat Linden 53-22 and will host Olpe. Olpe down Jeff County North 28-0.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden will sit down for a virtual meeting tonight with Chinese President Xi Jinping, and according to the White House press office. It's unclear if the two leaders will discuss the U.S.-China trading relationship, but farm groups are eager to know more about what the Biden administration's strategy is when it comes to exports and imports. Jen Psaki said following the September 9th phone call, the two leaders will discuss ways to responsibly manage the competition between the U.S. and China, as well as ways to work together where the interests align. The U.S. ag sector clearly believes the two nation interests align when it comes to agriculture trade. Ken Barbick, head of policy and global relations for the Farmer Business Network, said farmers are eager to see more opportunities for purchases in the months ahead. Now, Psaki warned reporters on Friday there will likely be no major resolution as a result of the call, but also stressed that Biden and Xi will be addressing areas where they can work together. The Phase One deal, which was negotiated by the Trump administration during the height of the trade war, included a promise by China to buy about $80 billion worth of U.S. farm commodities over a two-year period that ends December 31st. The Senate Ag Committee approved the nomination of Robert Bonney as USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation 3 months ago. That position is one of the most important at USDA, and the Undersecretary oversees the agency's farm subsidy and land stewardship programs, which cost over $10 billion a year. The departmental scope covers public nutrition, international trade, ag research, meat safety, and rural economic development. Several senators placed hold action on Bonney for reasons mostly unrelated to the nominee. Bonney was trained in forestry and served as an undersecretary in the Obama administration. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the USMCA, the CUSMA, the new NAFTA, or whatever you may want to call it, is coming up to its third anniversary of its official signing into law at the end of this month. And the founder of the Cereals Canada believes that the USMCA might not be perfect, but it's probably the best major trade agreement that Canada has in place at the moment. But Cam Dahl also says that this age of nationalistic trade protectionism, governments need to do more to ensure the ongoing success of the trade that they negotiate. He left the Cereals Canada earlier this month to become the Canadian Pork Council's general manager and believes the time has passed when a federal government can negotiate the deal, sign the papers, and then walk away to leave industries and companies to make them work. Overall, the past decade, nationalistic and protectionist forces looking for ways to end run free trade agreements have become too strong, and it wasn't always like this in the past.
Until about the mid-2000s, it was an age of growth in trade, really strong trade agreements being negotiated around the world. That has changed. Now we're seeing a much different environment where countries have negotiated agreements, but they're finding other ways to block trade. And we really do need our governments to go back and say, what do we need to do to break up this logjam? Ensuring that the trade agreements we have are really doing what we expected and facilitating trade.
In other news, the Kansas State Conservation Commission is set to hold its regular meeting on Sunday, November 21st at 2:30 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Wichita. The SCC does consist of five different elected commissioners and works with the Kansas State University's Agriculture Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, along with having the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources Conservation Service in the meeting. The KDA Division of Conservation consults with the SCC to help protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies. If you would like a copy of the agenda or directions on how to participate, you can go to the website at agriculture.ks.gov.
Good morning, Dennis Henrichs from Beatrice, 77 Livestock. It's a Monday, 10 o'clock start here at Beatrice, 77 Livestock. And in the good news to report this morning is that cattle market, it is higher again. All week long, a 132 top on the cash cattle, 207 reported in the carcass. And that is certainly good news. Well, we're going to be starting at 10 o'clock today. We'll move on to high noon when we get into the hay department. Our square bales have been averaging about 200 bales a week, folks, and they're all coming in on Monday morning. So if you have an interest in that, certainly give us a call as we have no bales to report here in the square bales this morning. And the round bales, there's going to be 12. Alfalfa, second cut, $16.95. Another 12, fourth cut, they weigh $20.30. In the round grass, nice looking stuff. There's 8 of them out there. And also very good round straw bales. There is 8 round straw bales. Well, on the inside, the cow-calf families will get started right afternoon. There's 4 black and red first calf families. They're going to have August-born Mush Rush, Red Angus calves on them. They're going to be out of Humboldt. Out of Fairbury, it's going to be 6 black and red 4-year-old families. They've got late September calves. They're a nice set of families. In the bred cow department, there's 17 black and red bred cows. They're going to be short, solid, broken mouth. We will pull a preg and a mouth on those cows. They're going to be bred to LHT, Black Angus, and they're going to calve March 5th. In the cattle inventory here today, we'll start with some big ones, folks. The Kalen cattle out of Burchard. There's 20 black and red steer and heifers finished product, folks, weighing 13 to 1,400. In the calf department, 16 black and red bull steer heifers are coming off the cow. They're going to weigh to 2 to 600. And incidentally, folks, we do have a lot of smaller calves here today. One baby black calf on hand. And probably another 10 or 12 of those 100 to 150 pounders. So if you want like calves, come up and see us. Continuing with the Roth cattle out of Dorchester, there's 12 black steer and heifers. They're going to be a wean and a back at 550 to 650. Puhala cattle out of Burchard, 25 black steer and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 500 to 650. Mike Wires had a Crab Orchard, 26 very good kind of calves, black and black baldy steer and heifers. They're coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 650. DH cattle out of Crete's got a set of no wean 11 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4 to 575. Jill Schramm at Bremen, 12 black steer and heifers. They got a wean back. They're going to be 6 to 650. J.B. Warnke out of Fairbury, 24, black baldy steer and heifers, a wean back at 4 to 600. Travis Segert at Hallam, 20 black steer and heifers, wean back at 800. The Zobecks out of Milligan, 28, red, black baldy steer and heifers. Certainly total program on these cattle, 6 to 700. Tom Preble at Geneva, 12 black steer and heifers, a wean back at 750. Alan Strofe's got a set of 20 black baldy red steer and heifers wing back. They're going to be double vaccinated, 550 to 700. Bob Crano at Cook, 19 black steer and heifers have a wean and a vac, 450 to 600. The Losi cattle out of Hanover are going to be yearlings at 800. There's 10 black steer and heifers. Coons cattle out of Philly, 24 black and red steer and heifers with a wean and a vac at 550 to 600. Cheney cattle at Bennett, 20 black steer and heifers, wean back, 550, 650. The Orth cattle out of Beatrice, they're going to be 10 black and red steer and heifers, wean with a spring vac. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. Steve Eden out of Nebraska City, 13 black baldy steer and heifers, wean back, 500. 575. Certainly more cattle, as a lot of them have been coming in on Monday mornings, folks, so certainly give us a call. If you need to find out about square bales, certainly do that, and you can do all of that by calling Tanya Rick or Denny at 223-3571. On Thursday, 11 a.m., will be our first bred cow, bred heifer sale of the year. We have an excellent set of Hilt 100 Black Angus OCV home-raised first calf bred heifers, AI bred to a suck sire acclaim bull for a 60-day calving period. They're cleaned up with Sons of InFocus. They're going to be vaccinated Scour Guard, and they will be calving February 12th, that is the Hilt Heifers. In the bred cow department, we'll start off with Blue River Farm, Brent Stutzman, 45. Red Angus bred cows are going to be 3-year-olds. They're going to be bred to Becton Red Angus bulls. 60-day calving period, guys. Vaccinated the Scour Guard, always, always the good, right kind from Blue River Farms on the Red Angus cows. Also, a 40 head of dispersal black bred cows. There is 35 of those dispersal cows, in that 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old balance, certainly running age. They're going to be vaccinated, Scarred Guard. They're bred to a standard Charlotte Bull. We've sold these calves for many years. Good, good set of cows. And they will be calving January 22nd. Chad Pullman is the owner of those cows. Out of Cortland's a set of 8 black and black baldy bred cows, 5 to 8-year-olds, are bred semi-Angus. They're going to be vaccinated. They will calve in April. Another group of 4 black bred cows, 3 and 4-year-olds, are going to be AI bred to Black Angus Goalkeeper or True North. They're going to be vaccinated, Scarred Guard folks, and they will calve January 24th. Now, we will have more cows by sale day. Ride her down Thursday, 11 a.m. at Beatrice 77 Livestock for the bred cow, bred heifer sale. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. And you know how it goes. You certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 43 degrees. With a mild day on tap, highs could top 70 this afternoon, but look out, we bounce back into the 50s Tuesday, Wednesday with a cold front approaching. Planned power outage for parts of Washington today. Circuit 3 will be without power for perhaps up to 8 hours, beginning at 8:30 a.m. This is a planned maintenance outage in the city of Washington.
Ever hear of the goosebone method of predicting the weather? We will tell you how to crack the code on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 15th, the 319th day of the year. Actor Sam Waterston celebrates a birthday today. There's no denying that turkey is the bird of choice today for holiday meals. But only a century or so ago, many tables featured a more traditional, cheaper, and some would argue better tasting option, a goose. The after-meal entertainment consisted of examining the goose bones for clues about the upcoming winter. As the breastbone dried and its coloration changed, the household expert, usually grandpa, would make the official pronouncement. White meant a mild winter. If it turned dark or a bluish color, watch out. In a meteorological sense, your goose may be cooked. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find more weather folklore at almanac.com.
Colonial Acres wants to remind everyone to send happy Thanksgiving wishes to the men and women who are serving our country overseas. A card, letter, or care package from home can brighten their day. From Colonial Acres Nursing and Assisted Living of Humboldt, also providing Medicare and rehabilitation services. C&K Services encourages everyone in the community to show appreciation for the brave individuals that make up our proud military branches. Please send letters and cards to our troops overseas to help brighten their Thanksgiving. Have a safe and happy holiday from your friends at C&K Services in Sabetha.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Patrick Mahomes threw 5 touchdown passes and returned to his usual form, and the Chiefs move into first place in the AFC West with a 41-14 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. Mahomes and the Chiefs showed little resemblance to the team that overpowered the AFC the past 3 seasons, the first 9 weeks, but they used a dominant performance over the Raiders on a day everyone else in the division lost to return to the top of the standings. Skylar Thompson fired a 35-yard completion down the seam to his tight end on a fourth down that led to a crucial score, and the Wildcats took the air out of the West Virginia comeback by holding on to a 34-17 victory Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And down in Austin, Texas, the Kansas Jayhawks scored the most points in a road game in program history Saturday night and topped Texas 57-56 in overtime in front of 95,000-plus fans at Darrell K. Royal Texas Memorial Stadium. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night sectional football playoff action. Axtell rolled past Waverly 62-16 to advance. They'll face Thunder Ridge, a 52-18 winner over Lebo. Axtell at Thunder Ridge Friday, both teams undefeated. We'll have the live broadcast on KNDY-FM 95.5. Centralia advances. They post a win on Friday. Centralia beat Linden 53-22 and will host Olpe. Olpe down Jeff County North 28-0.
KNDY.
You're like the warm sunshine. I think of you all the time. I'm falling for you, and that's a fact. What do you say to that? You're always in my dreams. I think you know what they mean. My heart knows this is real at last. What do you say? Same without you. Love was never really love without you. Here beside you is really where it's at. What do you say to that? I'll never